Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we were called up concerning an unfortunate, unforeseen situation in Michigan. It was a funeral that I had to be a part of, and we had taken the time, and of course those sorts of things happen unbeknownst to anybody until it happens, and so we had to jump on it, and we did just that, and we want to support the family. But with that said, we're back in the saddle, and I also wanted to let you know and remind everybody that this is a ministry, okay? So we're not like one of those guys that just gets behind the microphone and gets behind the pen and playing the paper tiger. Nope, we're out there and about. We're out there doing what we're called to do because we love the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, Matthew 22:37. So with that said, we are back. We have this up-and-coming month. We have now, we're going to be with the legislators and the representatives in a particular state, as are we going to be doing another event, and hopefully that will fire into more events, and we'll see what happens. We'll kind of let the cat out of the bag in just a little time, a short amount of time here concerning these events. The reason that we don't want to let it out right now is because we don't want people to go ahead and try to create something out of nothing, which, by the way, I'm okay with all that. I'm just doing this for the sake of the people in this particular situation. Again, we'll let you know, but at the end of the month, we are going to be in another state doing some more events, reaching out to the communities. In our own backstate, folks, we got much to cover, and I'm going to get to that in just a little bit here. But before I do, I want to show you something concerning Mr. Ron DeSantis, Mr. Savior of America, how he would sell himself to the people. And I can continuously reiterate and highlight the crimes of these individuals and show you the answer, which is given unto us through provision in the Constitution. But the American people are just asking for more of it by doing nothing. You add strength to tyranny by your apathy and your tolerance. And again, with that, I want to show you something in just a moment here. Before I do, if you want to jump online, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or go to SOL Radio Live at the top of that page and subscribe to the Rumble feed, SOL Radio Live on that Rumble feed, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well, top left side of the page, you will find us there. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Now, do you guys all remember just recently, a couple months back, where Benjamin Netanyahu, was actually ousted by his own people. And isn't it interesting how in America, the American church is all about Israel and the state of Israel, so on and so forth, not understanding that it's not the geographic, but it's the people that are the Israel, God's fighters, God's chosen, the Christians on a global basis. Well, they're biblically illiterate, and so what do? They just go ahead and parrot whatever the hireling John 10:12 has to say about Israel, and they blindly get behind and follow regardless if it's true or not true, good or evil. And it's for them to know the difference. Ezekiel 44:23. Well, Benjamin Netanyahu committed the act of treason against his own people, and he was actually ousted by his own people, for those that didn't know. He was all about the jab, and the people seeing exactly what he was doing and the ball that he was attempting to push down the road, or should I say, force into their physical bodies, in spite of the 75% concerning the pandemic that wanted nothing to do with the vaccinations, because they've seen this before. Benjamin Netanyahu said this in 1990, America is a golden calf and we will suck it dry, chop it up and sell it off piece by piece until there is nothing left but the world's biggest welfare state that we will create and control. He said, this is what we do to countries that we hate. We destroy them very slowly. Little do they realize that it's not them destroying anybody. They're being used in the hands of God to bring judgment upon a disobedient people. Hence, that makes perfect segue into today's message. This is what judgment looks like, friends. This is what judgment looks like. I know people don't want to hear it. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is the word of God is not going to return unto him a void. It's going to go forth and it's going to prosper in whatsoever he would have it prospereth in concerning his will on this earth as it is in heaven. Read Isaiah 55. Concerning Ron DeSantis, again, for all of you that are just blindly rallying behind Mr. DeSantis and those that are rushing to his state, I'm here to tell you right now, you are being set up. Just like South Dakota, mark my words, you are being set up. And to prove the point, friends, look at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, the governor of the state of Florida, traveling to Jerusalem to sign a hate speech law making free speech a felony. Can somebody, anybody, tell me where these people are garnering this authority to do the things that they're doing? Hey, folks, let me tell you something in the United States of America. It doesn't exist. They're only doing what you're letting them do every single step of the way. Since when did Ron DeSantis, the governor of the state of Florida, have the authority to go to Jerusalem to sign a hate speech law? To shut people up, to speak in the direction that they would have you speak, and only that direction, because if you don't, they're going to criminalize you. Well, I'll tell you what, this outlet here, BigLeaguePolitics.com, is calling it for the way it is. It's exactly right. People are slowly but surely awakening to Mr. Climate Change. And oh yes, Ron DeSantis is all about climate change as well. Remember who supported him. Remember who's been blowing his horn. The Bush regime, okay? Jeb Bush and the rest. They're all propping him up, saying that he would be a great candidate for the presidency of the United States of America, just like we told you here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com 3.5 to 4 years ago now. They're teeing him up for just that. We'll see where it goes, folks, but there's a lot of talk about DeSantis becoming the president of the United States of America. Also wanted to show you one more thing, too, just to show you how this all works. For those that are on social media platforms, please take a look at this. Do you see all the red and the blue? The red states are the good guys, okay? The blue cities are the bad guys. Do you see all the red? Do you realize the blue is deceiving the red into believing that the blue is a lot bigger than the red? Remember what Saul Alinsky said? Cause the enemy to believe there's a lot more of us than there really is. You know how judgment proceeds, friends? Through deception. When people believe the lies. And what's happening in America? The people are believing the opposite of what is true. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Goodness, folks, I've been gone for just, 3 days from the state of Minnesota in the process of that. The stuff that's been transpiring is second to none. I want to show you this really quick. This is Hodan Hassan, okay? She is a Muslim, and she is representing not the state of Minnesota or Minnesotans. She is representing those that are colonizing in the state of Minnesota. Now, I'm going to get to my point in just a moment here. Remember, Keith Ellison, he's his worst own enemy, friends. He truly is. He's from Michigan. He is a traitor to his God, and he's a traitor to the people that he's attempting to lead up, okay? What's happening is the Muslims are colonizing into northeast Minneapolis. It's the 5th District, also in Hodan Hassan's district. You see Governor Tim Walz, who's a traitor and has committed the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, has placed on his board, his advisory board, Muslims that are set up around CARE, and we all know CARE is a subversive organization, and it is a front for the Muslims to basically come into America and conquer. Just ask the 90-some said representatives, not of the American people in particular states throughout the Union, but for the Muslims that, again, that are here colonizing. If you think that's far out, friends, remember Keith Ellison and Tim Walz want 200 to 300% more Muslims coming from from Somalia in the state of Minnesota. I also want you to keep in mind, friends, that they just passed somehow unconstitutionally, again, assuming authority that's been created out of thin air, a bill to hand off license to them that are not undocumented, but them that are here illegally. That is the act of treason, aiding and abetting. Read Article 3, Section 3. And this is the definition. It is being exhibited. Folks, this is what judgment looks like. Just wanted to let you know, when you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it says, "The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low." Okay? That is just the beginning of this. We're seeing the siege, which means slow takeover, happening little by little. And again, it is happening because the majority of the American people are sitting back talking about how Jesus is going to come back and rescue them from the war that he's raising them up to fight in. Okay? In other words, it's unscriptural. But again, I want you to look at this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com or our Rumble feed. It is a picture of the United States of America. Little pieces all throughout the United States are blue. In some states, there's no blue at all. The majority is, I would say it's 99% red, which means those are the good guys. The good guys are listening to the blue, the bad guys, who are trying to deceive you into believing that they're in the majority. Did you hear what I said? They're trying to get you to believe that the blue is in the majority when there's hardly any blue in the United States of America. This is the purpose of the propagandists, the ministers of propaganda. This is the purpose that the CIA is controlling the narrative on a global basis. They want to browbeat you into submission, and this is what they're doing. They're colonizing, they're bringing the subversives into the United States of America. Again, going back to the point that I was going to make, such as Haddad Hassan, the Keith Ellisons of the world, and others that are being planted in governments all over the United States of America that are continuously playing the victims. The victims here, case in point. This Haddad Hassan just recently got up on the floor in the state of Minnesota here while we were gone in Michigan, a part of the funeral over there. And when we came back, we noticed that Haddad Hassan was trying to pass a bill against the people of the state of Minnesota, in the state of Minnesota, giving the state authority to go ahead and dig into their records, giving the state an authority that it's never had before in the history of our country. Who's propagating these bills? Who's attempting to get these bills passed? The Muslims are. This is straight from the Quran, friends. This is straight from quotes given unto us by members of CARE. By using politics and playing the victim, friends, what are they doing? They're not holding the spear. I'm sorry, they're not holding the shield, friends. They're holding the spear. They are not the victims. This is how they're tearing down the laws. Interestingly enough, Haddad Hassan, again, remember, this is happening all over the country. She just said, right during the time that she took to the floor, that in an attempt to try to pass this bill, in searching out the people in the state of Minnesota, because two mosques, friends, mysteriously, she said, in the last 48 hours, two mosques were set ablaze. Okay? Mark my words. Mark my words, it was self-inflicted. Look at the timing of all of this. She said hate and bigotry, just like the homosexuals, hate and bigotry has no place in Minnesota. Of course it doesn't. But remember, all crime is motivated by hate. Thank you to all my colleagues and the leaders of this great state for standing with us to fight against those who seek to harm our communities. To seek to harm our communities. Has anybody taken the time to take note that they're bringing their culture with them from Somalia into America? Have you seen their communities? Have you seen the crime rates in prisons where the Muslims are? Have you seen the crime rates on the streets, folks, where they begin to colonize? Is anybody paying attention to what's going on here? Oh, interestingly enough, during the same time, they also passed a bill. The state of Minnesota gets to now take custody of minor children. Can somebody out there, somebody that's educated, show me in the Constitution, in any state of our union, where the state has children? Anybody? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you that it doesn't exist. I'm waiting for that phone call. I'm broadcasting into 159 cities right now. But somehow or another, we're being sold that the state of Minnesota gets to take custody of minor children from a parent because they won't give permission to cut off the kid's body parts. Anybody, can I ask, does this sound familiar? Genital mutilation, it has nothing to do with transgenderism. It has everything in the world to do with giving the Muslims that are colonizing into the state of Minnesota exactly what they want. So they're not incriminated when they commit the act, the crime of genital mutilation. Oh, this is also the state, friends, where they're trying to pass red flag laws in the state of Minnesota. Consider Tim Walz is not from the state of Minnesota. He is from that of Nebraska. He was not reelected. Neither was Keith Ellison. I don't believe Keith Ellison was elected the first time by the people. Again, if you look at the maps, friends, nothing makes sense. It's all done through the mainstream media. Hey, folks, 94% of the people don't believe the mainstream media. When you want to find out the voters' registration and the counts of the votes from the people in the state of Minnesota or in your particular state, where do you have to go to get the results? The mainstream media. The mainstream media. So they have garnered control of all of our communications. Isn't that a plank in the Communist Manifesto? Why, absolutely it is. Of course it is. But I wanted to make the point that, friends, now Tim Walz trying to pass a bill giving the state the authority without even letting the people know. In other words, let me say it this way. They're wanting to target their political opposition, and they want to send in agencies to go ahead and disarm people at will without their knowledge. Does that sound like America? Absolutely not. You know what that all is extracted from? The Patriot Act from September 11th. But wait a second. Let's put this into the whole mess. If you're getting confused, it's confusion by design, and the confusion is coming into place because you've forgotten the Lord God of Israel. Read Daniel 9:7, and it tells us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He wants to go ahead and target his political opposition, and they want to pass a bill in doing so. So they want to steal your children, they want to give rights to the Muslims, and they want to disarm you. Oh, this is all after giving license to the illegals that are coming into the United States of America and then being invited by Tim Walz to come to the state. In doing so, what is he doing? He's alluring these illegals into the state, friends, because they said they wanted 200 to 300% more of them in the state of Minnesota. And what are they doing? They're tearing down all the laws, and then if anybody would dare stand up against them, they want to disarm them at the same exact time. What does the Bible say? The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very, very low. Remember the stealing of children? Tim Brown highlighted over the last couple of days, friends, I believe he actually even played video for you, where a woman actually came forth and testified that it's the government of the United States of America that's child trafficking. Who's calling forth these unconstitutional bills? Folks, this is a provocation of war on so many different levels. It is a provocation of war on so many different levels. Do you understand, Americans, that you are under attack? These people, instead of the people rising up lawfully and impeaching them and prosecuting them, they're going to sit back and allow them to continuously assail them, even to the point of disarming them and stealing their children away. Oh, my goodness. We'll be right back. Sons of
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. We're learning more about what happened in Cleveland, Texas Friday in the minutes before a man walked to his neighbor's house and killed five people. Police say an appeal to that man to stop firing his gun escalated, and neighbors called police five times in about 20 minutes before the man started shooting his neighbors. President Biden says when it comes to finding a way to increase the federal debt ceiling,
to default on the national debt is off the table. For over 200 years, America's never, ever, ever failed to pay its debt.
Biden says the debt ceiling should not be held hostage by MAGA Republicans in Congress. Today in Israel, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's waiting for a phone call from the president so they can talk about it. If you have good credit, you'll be paying more for a federally backed home loan. Mortgage fees are rising to underwrite lower fees for people with lower credit scores. Critics say that plan rewards bad behavior. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. You guys miss me, but you don't want to talk to me. What's up with that? 1-866-582-9933. We were just talking about how the state of Minnesota, they're doing this through Prop 3, I believe, in Michigan as well, and as well as other states. They're all simultaneously doing this little by little. Some are pushing these illegal agendas while they're pushing other illegal agendas over here, and then once they get them passed, then they'll switch up, and then those that were passing what they couldn't pass on the offset of this agenda, they now push. So they're just going back and forth until the whole agenda is completely filled in concerning all the dots that need to be colored in concerning their agenda. They're trying to disarm you. They're trying to rob you of your children. They're trying to make you the political opposition through red flag laws, and the list goes on. They're giving license to illegals to come into America. They're being allured through your taxpayer dollars. This is all acts of treason by your said representatives. And if you're waiting for your said representatives to put a stop to it, you've got to keep in mind, friends, unless you've taken time to meet up with some of these people, they feel that for some reason or another, they're impervious to these laws that are being passed by what they call the left, which does not exist. Case in point, I want you to think about this. I've said this a thousand different ways. Does the left put their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution? Yep. Does the right? Yep. Then how is it that the left is breaking the law when the right does nothing when they see them break the law? Because they're both the same bird. Do you understand? We're a constitutional republic. Folks, I'm going to keep coming up with these analogies. A house divided against itself shall not stand. What are your said representatives doing? Even the ones that you think are good friends? Look at how engaged they are. The Bible says that the Lord will judge nations if they're not valiant for the truth. Okay? They're not valiant for the truth. They're just getting up there. They know the cameras are on them. They're just doing what they're told to do until it applies to them. And see, they don't realize, nor do the bad guys that are doing it realize, that at the end of the day, we're all on the same ship. Every single one of us. We are at the end of the day, friends, doing all of these things to ourselves. This is what a sinful nation looks like when it falls to judgment. God appoints wicked rulers because the people have taken them on as rulers rather than God being their ruler. They've taken on the tyrants that are rulers. Remember, our forefathers said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. The American people prefer tyrants. And if this doesn't apply to you, don't get mad at me. I'm just backhanding with the Word of God the way that I'm supposed to, Hosea 6:5, Jeremiah 9:24, when it comes to their tolerance and apathy, when it comes to what's going on in their country that they care about so much, right? Matter of fact, somebody just on social media platforms just told me in Tennessee we're seeing a lot of Minnesota plates. Hey, they can go ahead and run all that they want, but they can't hide. Numbers 32, your sin will find you out. You go, hey folks, the issues, and I've said this before, the issues that you are dealing with right now, you cannot run from them. They will follow you and they will come to your front door, just like I said in Amos 6:3. And it's exactly what's happening. You go ahead and run to the next day, all that you want. I wouldn't want neighbors like that. I absolutely wouldn't want. They're cowardice. They're AWOL. Hey, folks, they don't deserve the liberties that they have. When it's their opportunity to stand up and prove the God of Israel and fight for their generation, they run from that state. That's how much they love the United States. That's how much they love their neighbors. What happened to that? The love of many will wax cold because of the workers of iniquity. They have no more care about you than they do the bad guys. No, they'll just leave you hanging, folks. They ain't worth the freedom that they have. They don't deserve the freedom that they have. Period. You sicken me to the core. Let's get back to this. I'm talking about right now how the state of Minnesota is trying to pass bills. Well, I guess they just passed it. Now they can come steal away your children if your child wants to be a boy. This is going to be real broad, friends. This is just the front. Okay? They're going to try to steal kids at will. And they want to kidnap them. And if you look in the Word of God, kidnapping, what is the consequence? Death, right? And what they want to do is they want to take your kids and steal them away to another state. Well, I just highlighted this. I highlighted the fact that there was HHS whistleblower. Her name is Tara Lee Rodas. That Tim highlighted over the last couple days. And I want you to see what she has to say, because what's interesting is guess who's behind all of this? Just like I've said, and I'm sure Tim has, it's the government that's stealing away the kids. You guys know, on the southern border right now, do you know that 86,000 children are missing? You folks, wicked to the core. If you expect mercy from a people that refuse to bring forth justice, you are sadly deluded. The Bible is clear. The mercies of the wicked are cruelty. I don't understand people. You know, Scripture tells us in Leviticus 26, under judgment, I will also send wild beasts among you which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle. We're not even talking about that today. But you're seeing what's going on in the southern border, friends, with these cattle? And the hundreds are just coming up dead. They're finding them bloodless. Did you know this? I mean, folks, if you want great specificity concerning the judgments of the Lord upon this nation right now, it is getting more intense because the American people have failed to repent and bring forth fruits of repentance. Period. Let's go ahead and watch this video, and I want you to hear for yourself. Lest it should be said, Bradley said. Nope, not Bradley. I'm just telling you what and conveying information that the mainstream media is trying to censor. Look at this, friends.
Ms. Rodas is recognized for 5 minutes.
Good afternoon, Chairman McClintock, Ranking Member DePaul, and distinguished members of the committee. It is an honor to be here. I thank you for the invitation
to share my testimony.
My goal is to inspire action to safeguard the lives of migrant children, including the staggering 85,000 that are missing. Today, children will work overnight shifts at slaughterhouses, factories, restaurants to pay their debts to smugglers and traffickers. Today, children will be sold for sex. Today, children
will call
a hotline to report they are being abused, neglected, and trafficked, and we don't know if they're going to get the help they need. For nearly a decade, unaccompanied children have been suffering in the shadows, and I have to confess, I knew nothing about their suffering until 2021 when I volunteered to help the Biden administration with the crisis at the southern border. As part of Operation Artemis, I was deployed to the Pomona Fairplex Emergency Intake Site in California to help HHS, Office of Refugee Resettlement, reunite children with sponsors in the United States. I thought I was going to help place children in loving homes. Instead, I discovered that children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network that begins with recruiting in home country, smuggling to the U.S. border, and ends when ORR delivers a child to a sponsor. Some sponsors are criminals and traffickers and members of transnational criminal organizations. Some sponsors view children as commodities and assets to be used for earning income. This is why we are witnessing an explosion of labor trafficking. Now, whether it's intentional or not,
come on. Whether it's intentional or not. Okay, you just lost me there. Why do we have eyes to see? Do we have ears to hear? Hey, folks, when you listen to the segment breaks, you listen to the commercials and sponsors, isn't it interesting how everybody's always being charged except the guilty? Isn't it interesting that day after day, and week after week, and month after month, and year after year, and decade after decade, we hear these corrupt politicians who are still there doing the same things that they were guilty of decades ago. And yet we know they're guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. And you know what the people do instead of acting on their prayers? James 2:14 through 26. You know what they do? They just say, we'll pray about it as they turn the football game back on or their favorite movie back on. Oh, my goodness. Does a country like that, does it not deserve judgment? Oh, you better know it deserves judgment. You see the Clintons, you see the Obamas, you see the crimes that they've been exposed for. Trump's a part of all that, friends. All these players that are the good guys that are in front of you are controlled operatives. Because if it wasn't true, where is the justice that guards our liberty? The burden of proof is on you, not on me. Because I can show you the corrupt fruit that's hanging on their branches all day long. But until the American people lay the axe to the root of the tree, this is going to continue on. We're listening to a whistleblower, Tara Lee Rodas, testify concerning what she's seen with her own eyes and heard with her own ears concerning what is happening to the children of those that are coming across the border. You know that they're being sold off. Americans, can I ask you something? I say this with a full heart of sincerity with a question mark on it. Why do the kids have to suffer? Why are the kids the end aim of murder to the equivalent of 70 million babies in the womb? And why is it that you, 325.9 million people, have allowed your government to illegally sanction that which the Constitution never provided for? 24 verse 4, 2 Kings. I will pardon none of this, said the Lord. Why? Because of the shedding of innocent blood. You know, and I've said this before as well, friends, when you look in Scripture, you can't see anybody in the statutes or in the Torah concerning the Word of God, friends, anybody that dared put their hand on a child. It was unthinkable But guess what? You've allowed your said representatives to advocate for the unthinkable. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Capernaum, as it tells us in the New Testament, you who have been exalted to heaven, America, you'll be brought down to the lowest of hells. Americans, you will be brought down to the lowest of hells. We will be purged by judgments. Isaiah 4:4. Period. I'm on the Lord's side on this one, folks. We'll be right back on the other side. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
To the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're just talking about what's going on here. And again, I wanted to highlight this, too, because there's a lot of talk about this, this whole transgender stuff, folks. This is the face of those that are pulling the strings of the useful idiots on a lower level. This is the face of those that mean to rule over you. I'm not mincing words. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to circumvent the truth, friends. That's who these people are. The people that mean to silence you are the very ones that are trying to rule over you. And see, the law is against them. It condemns them. And again, that's the purpose of government. We see the American government and the said representatives in inaction. They're subverting everything and they're turning it on its head, Isaiah 5:20. Look at this. Alleged mentor. Notice the word alleged. If this was me saying something that they took out of context, they wouldn't say alleged. They would say I said it. This is what they do. But alleged mentor for 11-year-old drag queen sentenced for nearly a dozen felony child abuse crimes. Wow, isn't that crazy? The government's advocating for it right in front of your face. Someone commits the crime, of actually acting out what they're advocating for, they get in trouble for it. But it shows you who they really are and what it is that they're guilty of, okay? I also wanted to show you this, because this guy is one, I don't know a lot of him, I've seen him over the years, this guy named John Stewart. I got to tell you, folks, he's interviewing Oklahoma State Senator Nathan Dom. He is a sick joker. You want to understand the people that are put into place? Folks, if you want to lower the standard, you just take the debased and you put them in high positions. Jonathan Stewart is a prime example of just that. See, some of these guys, folks, I would love to get them on the radio. I'd love to get them on the show. But like, Mike Lindell and others, you know, they already got me on a warning. Stay away from Bradley Dean. Don't go on his show. He'll ask you real questions. Yep, that's right. You know, a lot of these other ones, folks, these actors, they don't want to get up on the show neither, because they don't want anybody that can actually answer or confront them with the truth that they fail to observe. I want you to see this. This is just, honestly, it's unthinkable. The ignorance that I'm about ready to show you. I want to make sure it's teed up in the proper sense here. And I'm going to go ahead and pull it back in just a moment here. But I'm letting it finish out, and I want to play it for you. But I'll tell you, folks, I mean, between Jonathan Stewart and others, Howard Stern, has anybody taken the time to see all of these actors from the 70s and 80s and the 90s and the 2000s that are being busted? Not only just actors and actresses, but for crimes against children? Isn't it amazing they're being popped for pedophilia? And no wonder why Jonathan's over here trying to defend them. You ready for this? I want to play this because, again, I want you to hear how sick the minds of those that are given permission by those that mean to demean you and demoralize you. These are the people that are given voice to what is completely illegal in this country on so many levels. Listen to this guy.
Had show readings to children.
Listen to this guy.
Yes. Why?
John Stewart is confronting Nathan Dom and saying, well, what's the problem with the drag queens teaching or having library access to the children? Really, he is, okay? And it shows you what he's guilty of. If you're not preaching out against it, it's because you're guilty of it. Listen to what he says here.
Why can we prohibit children from voting, those under 18 from voting?
Is that free speech?
They can continue to...
Okay, so now what he just said, again, I want to make clear, free speech does not give you the right to do the wrong thing. Our laws condemn the very things that they're advocating for. What are they doing? Through licentiousness, they're trying to promulgate or advocate for that which violates law under the guise of free speech. You don't have the freedom to break the law, Johnny. You just don't have it. But he's arguing with the senator that's trying to protect the kids, and listen to his argument just to show you how sick these people are.
Child. Why? Because the government does have a responsibility to protect.
I'm sorry?
The government does have a responsibility in certain instances.
What's the leading cause of death amongst children in this country? And I'm going to give you
a
hint.
And he thinks he's smart. That's what's sick about this.
Readings to children.
Correct, yes.
So what is it?
I'm presuming you're going to say it's firearms.
No, I'm not going to say it like it's an opinion. That's what it is.
Look at
it's
how
firearms.
Dense.
More than cancer, more than car accidents. And what you're telling me is you don't mind infringing free speech to protect children from this amorphous thing that you think of. But when it comes to children that have died, you don't give a flying...
I can't even say it. He uses the F word, friends. But I also want you to keep in mind these people that are trying to, now on the other side, like John Stewart's, keep in mind they are the ones that are advocating for the murder of over 70 million babies. And they want you to believe that they care. No. Folks, these are the same people that are in favor of pulling up gun-free zones out of thin air and violating the rights of the American people to defend themselves. Guess what they found in that little girl that wanted to be a boy that went and killed six people inside of the high school in Tennessee a couple weeks ago? Guess what they found in their manifesto? Oh, and P.S., guess who is trying to conceal that information? The FBI. Why? Because it doesn't fit their narrative. Guess what they found in there? She was zeroing in on gun-free zones, friends. Guess what mass murderers and mass shooters are looking for? Gun-free zones. Why? Because they want defenseless individuals that they can take out in number. Who's responsible for that? The politicians are. And at length, who else is responsible? The American people that allow them to do this. I want to end the show with this. Folks, this is what it looks like when judgment is upon a nation. All of what we see out there is what the American people have given them a free hand to do. When you, and you can prove it, and I can have you prove it. That's all you have to do is take time to read the Torah and then look at your state statutes and notice how much of those laws perfectly align with the Word of God. Why? Because that's where it's extracted from. And the purpose of our government is to condemn the very things that they're advocating for today in maintaining order, not creating disorder, and making a prey out of the innocent and protecting the guilty. That's not their purpose. Just the exact opposite. What happens when you stand up against it? Just ask me. Because I've been dealing with it for 23 years. I want to show you a story where, and it's a true story, and it's a short piece here, but it's basically where Channel 6 busted some said representatives in city council that were calling for the murder of a reporter and his son that were exposing them for their crimes. Just so you understand how real this is, I've been living this for 23 years. Check this out.
Video recordings were captured by a Gazette reporter who was trying to prove that county officials were holding secret meetings. Turns out he got the proof he needed and a whole lot more.
I was completely appalled. I mean, and frightened, frankly.
On March 6th, Gazette reporter Bruce Willingham left his recording device inside a McCurtain County Commissioner's meeting after it was over. He says that's when another secret meeting took place where county officials
were
talking about beating
they think they're above the law.
The reporter and his son, also a Gazette reporter, Chris Willingham.
Okay, they were holding them accountable, right? The city council members, and the city council members had a secret meeting after they were confronted, and they called for their murder, their beatings and their murder. They even went so far as to say that they had two to three hitmen that could do the job for them. This is the said representatives that believe that they are above the law. This is insane. But this is what's happening, friends.
I know two or three hitmen.
I know two or three hitmen, he said.
And would cut no mercy.
Yeah.
In Louisiana. Because it's all mafia right now.
The more than 3 hours of audio recordings also included where they could bury the reporters. According to Willingham, some of those people heard in the recordings include Sheriff Kevin Clarity, Commissioners Mark Jennings and Robert Beck, and Alicia Manning with the Sheriff's Department.
I could see where they might try to spin that as being a joke, that part. But then Alicia comes back later on and starts talking about my daughter-in-law, and she starts getting worried about who would get the blame. I don't see how you spin that as a joke.
Willingham said he has turned the full audio over to
the FBI. I trust the FBI as far as you can throw them.
These audio recordings were captured by a Gazette reporter who was trying to prove that county officials were holding secret meetings. Turns out he got the proof he needed and a whole lot more.
I was completely appalled. I mean, and frightened, frankly.
On March 6th, Gazette reporter Bruce Willingham left his recording device inside a McCurtain County Commissioner's meeting after it was over. He says that's when another secret meeting took place where county officials began talking about beating and killing the reporter and his son, also a Gazette reporter, Chris Willingham.
I know two or three hitmen.
Is that incredible, folks? Well, you better know that that's exactly what's going on behind closed doors. I want to reiterate the point. The harassment my ministry has gotten over the last 20... I'm going to just tell you something. The more you threaten this boy, what you're doing is you're just charging me up is what you're doing. We are not tucking tail and running from you. And if we find you, we will lawfully prosecute you to the fullest extent. Okay? So you better know who you're dealing with. But I do want to say this. The death threats my ministry has gotten, the bomb threats my ministry has gotten, the censorship my ministry has gotten to go to the FBI, give me a break. The FBI does absolutely nothing when it comes to the crimes of those that are advocating their agenda. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Suffer from asthma more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.